is Super Bowl 43 in Tampa, and I got a guy here who made the memories. How do you walk in this building? How do you go through this city and not think about 8 years ago, Ray Lewis?
No, you actually don't walk through it and not think about it. You do think about it.
That's all I can think about.
But the beauty of it is, you know, the beauty of it is that's why you kind of understand when someone says it's something about being a champion, because you will never forget that feeling. Never. I don't care what happens.
What's so the first thing you think of when you think of
confetti?
Confetti.
That's it. Absolutely.
That's it.
You know, and I mean, and unless you fake a birthday party.
Right.
But yeah. But man, and that's it for me, man. Just like, wow. Like, we really did it. We really did. Like, somebody, because somebody's going to feel the other side of that Sunday. Somebody's going to feel like the world just came to an end. You see?
Well, somebody, you know that feeling. It happened in Pittsburgh.
No, that's not the feeling. Because you ain't even there. Somebody's going to feel what it feels like to celebrate confetti being a world champion. That's a totally different feeling. And all of them come, all of them did kind of, you know, went the same way, you know, the whole year. And then it came down to always, whether whoever it was always came down to making one play in one of those games. And that's what happened, man. The bottom line is you got to play for 60 minutes. And they made a play. That, see, those games, you're sick about a lot of other games, the ones you think you should have did this. But when you lose one like that, you just got to take it under the chin. The same motto I gave the guys all year. Win, lose, or draw. Let's give everything we got for 60 minutes, and let's see where we are. So the bottom line, that motto played out. On that day, they were a better team.
How hard is that hour after the game? How hard is the morning after the game? I mean, you know how hard the fans take it. And that's what I am, Ray. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
We talk to fans. Nobody out there is playing a game like you are, just listening right now. But we all clearly take it very hard. And as fans, I don't want to use the word hate, but I'll use the word whatever just short of hate is. That's how we feel about Pittsburgh.
Man.
But we know you have relationships that go beyond that with players and that sort of thing. But losing to the Steelers adds a little extra something for the city.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care who it is. Yeah, losing to anybody to go to the Super Bowl, hopefully you're going to hate them. Just what happened there in your conference. You know what I'm saying? Bottom line. But, you know, players, you don't get into that. You don't get into the hate thing. You get into more the respect thing. Just like I told Lamar Whitney last night, go touch glory. You know, go touch it. Man, you want to really, if you're a person who really want to better people, you really want someone else, if they're in that opportunity, which they beat you, it's like a man, fair and square, go touch glory. Go see what that confetti actually feels like. Because I can tell you, my day will never be forgotten, the day I touched that confetti. And that's still really why I play the game the way I play the game. But hating all that too much, you know what I'm saying, overdrawn out. Bottom line is play the game, give it everything you got. Once you give it everything you got, be able to walk over to your head held high. Yeah, but, you know, for me, man, that's the thing with me. You know, that side of it, that's not my job. I've never done it for 13 years, you know. It's just, you know, so much out there in the air now, where it is, where that. It's never changed in my whole career, bottom line, how I've dealt with business. Anybody that's been around me knows that. I don't deal with contracts. I don't write contracts. I don't do none of that. So for me to selfishly say, oh, I want to be here, or I want to do this, I want to do that, that's selfish. You know what I'm saying? When the bottom line is, that deal will be made behind closed doors, whatever deal it is to be made. And the bottom line is, most people in this business, you definitely guys can understand that. Stop putting your laundry out to everybody. You don't need to know. Everybody don't need to know what you're thinking. And right now, what I'm thinking, nobody needs to know that. I like to keep my thoughts to myself. I like to keep my thoughts between me and God. And whatever my future is going to be, is going to be, bottom line.
So will you say you want to be back in Baltimore? Because they said they want you back in Baltimore.
It don't matter what they say. It don't matter what I say. But what I will tell you is, what I done said, I done said to God. And that's all I'm going to say. So for everybody to keep pushing for the same thing, I can't give you something I've never done. Like, I've never said, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. It doesn't matter. What matters is, whoever I be, wherever I be, it's going to be in 100% better shape, and both of my chin scales buckle and say, let's play football. Because that's ultimately what it boils down to. It never boils down to anything else outside of everything else we make. There's no greater, it goes back now you kind of understand what I'm saying when I say what life is really about. That's when you witness life. That's when you remove yourself from a game to say, we're not talking about winning, losing the game.
There's a champion, right?
That's the champion, you know? And he was the one that kept the word disappointment out of our whole season, out of our whole locker room. Why would you be disappointed when you see a man, we're talking about a man just fighting for life, inside of life. You know, why you got life, but everything is physically breaking down on you. That's life. You know, that's struggles. That's hard times. You know, of course, playing this game, you're going to go up and down through your emotions. But when you can't help yourself physically yourself, then you're fighting a real battle in life. And for us, concept-wise, when he took that from a team-wise, that's what I was trying to get the guys to be more understanding about. this is not a game he's playing. Look, every day you got to glance at him to ask yourself, what am I complaining about? Anything in life. You know, because if God gave me an opportunity to be halfway as healthy as he once was because I played with the same guy who won the Super Bowl, then sometimes we got to slow down in life because we never know what the second half of life brings us, man. So OJ gave us a totally different perspective about life outside of the game.
Is that something you couldn't have understood without having to go through that with one of your brothers? I mean, you, Eric, I had Donnie Brady over here earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Turner, he's gone.
Oh, wow.
He's gone. He's gone. And now OJ, you know, we see this, we live through this, and for you, is this something that you have to be 33, 34 years of age to kind of understand and live through it?
Only way. The only way. And because you see it. You see it, and then you walk in the locker room every day, and you're looking at guys saying, no, you can't complain over that. You don't do it. Because when you see things like that, I was mentored by Eric Turner, man. When you lose a great man like that, you realize that one day all of us will leave you. You know, so what legacy are you leaving with people, you know? Do people really respect you? I don't care if people don't like me. You know, we got to have more people respect people. Eric Turner's a guy that we respect. O.J. Bergansis is a guy that we respect. And that's the things that you grab from life when you see great men like that go through things like they're going through, man. So, you know, the perspective of what I tried to bring them last year was, like, totally different, man. I'm just saying, grab this opportunity with everything you got in life. And that was my message to my team. Grab this opportunity of life. Because after it's done, it's done. There's no rewriting whatever's done, you know? So for us, man, you know, dealing with it that way, you know, was kind of a great balance to see it with so many young guys and kind of bringing them in. So the ride was incredible.
Do you know how important you are to our community? Do you? I know you do a lot of praying. You're a spiritual guy. You've grown a lot from the rookie I met you 13 years ago through the problems in Atlanta, through the championship, through is Ray going to stay? Is he going to go? Do you know how much people love you? Do you know that they want to build a statue to you and they want you to stay in Baltimore the way Johnny you do? Do you know that? Do you really? Look, man, I carry this everywhere I go, man. Right there. Ravens. And the whole city. When you drive down the city 3 weeks ago, every building's painted purple.
Right.
Do you know how much of a part of that you were? Do you understand that?
Yeah, man. I do. And most of the time, the reason why I understand it because I am in the community so much. You know, kids will tell you an old story. And kids' stories usually come from their parents. You know, and man, the stories of just, whether it's a Thanksgiving dinner, whether it's just being out at dinner, whether it's wherever it is, to walk around in Baltimore is another level of life. You know, it shows the way people really appreciate what you do and how you do it. And they respect you. I go back to saying that. Something about being respected and liked, you know. I've been there 13 years, you know, so what we built together, the way I feel about that city, that's why every time I go out to freaking play football, that's easy for me. Because, you know, I do put on for my city. Like, I do. I put my city on my back and I say, ride with me. Win, lose, or draw. Just ride with me. We'll get through it. I don't care what it is, man. And that's what I believe life is. Life is, you know, growing communities, bringing communities together, bringing brotherhoods together, hopefully calming down violence and all these things, man. And that's why my focus has always been on, I'm going to take what everybody prays to me about doing football, and I'm going to take it to a small rim and go help a bum off the street or go talk to a gang member and say, man, change your life for a greater purpose. Forget me. You know what I'm saying? But don't go take another person's life for colors. You know what I'm saying? These are the things that we have to start addressing in our communities now. And that's why Baltimore's been a community so dear to my heart, because I went in the rough places where people wouldn't go. You know, I didn't take police with me. I went in there by myself. I like to go sit down and talk to people who's living certain lives and people who ain't doing the things they're doing. I like to sit in sometimes the drug-infested players and say, okay, I'm right here. I'm telling you, your decisions can still be a decision to walk out of this life anytime you get ready. These are the challenges. These are the things that's always made me connect to Marlon.
But you lived through that with Marlon 13 years ago.
Hey.
What happened to those old shirts back in 96 with Marlon?
Nobody's ever helped my life will ever leave. I keep them in prayer. I keep them in constant memory of always understanding how great life really is. And that's why I don't dwell much. I don't dwell much, man, because you can't. You know, because we selfishly walk around as if life is promised to us every day. But the sad part of it is somebody was murdered last night. Somebody lost life last night. It's just facts. It's facts. And when you lose somebody, man, it shows you a greater glimpse on what God is trying to show us. And that's why the good book says live. It says live. It don't say worry. It don't say try to fix your problems. It don't say worry about this. It says live. And that's the things that we got to start doing in life is living, because our time on this earth is very short. Joe Flacco has every skill, every ability, every wherewithal to do anything he wants to do in this business. I said that from day one. I'm one of his greatest advocates, because I believe he has everything there. What it is that to be a great quarterback.
You know, he's the
most humblest guy you can ever meet. Unless you really start to know him, he'll kind of open up to you. But he ain't open up much. But if you really start to get into him, man, that's what you appreciate about Joe, man. That's one thing I love about Joe. That's why playing with those guys, man, the thing I try to tell these guys most of the time, stop trading in your memories. He makes you live, man.
Right.
Guys like him and the Ray Rice and the Ron McCoy, they make you live. They make you live without words. You know, they make you stop thinking so much and just play. Just live. And these are the things that you appreciate when you run into a Joe Flacco.
Staying in Baltimore, obviously important to them, important to you. What these next 6 or 8 weeks, is it uncomfortable for? I asked Bisciotti the same question. This is awkward, I think, for you. I think it's awkward for them. And certainly the fans are the children in the middle of this thing, because we want you. They know we want you. You know they want you. But then it comes down to money and it's about business. And you're right. That shouldn't be brought out. I mean, I'm not expecting you to sit here and say, I'm definitely staying, I'm definitely not staying. But deep down somewhere in there, you know in the back of your head whether you've ever pictured yourself in another jersey. I know we have. But I've also saw Shannon Sharpe saying, telling you, stay. Joe Montana sat in this chair yesterday and said he should play where. Now, of course, they didn't want him in San Francisco anymore, but we still want you in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever decision comes out, man, it's going to come out. It's like I said, for me, I'll confuse my life if I dealt with that much. I trust God too much. I do, and I always have, and I always will. And that's why a lot of things, good or bad, man, I keep it moving. I keep it moving, because you can't stop and wait on all of that. It's too much. All you can do is keep doing what you're doing, helping your community, blessing men to be better people, and just living out your life. You know what I'm saying? Your legacy, my legacy, will be, when it comes to football, what I did on the football field. My legacy will be what I did to influence men. And for me, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. Everybody, we're drawing it so big. And realistically, me, I haven't thought about it once, and that's why I won't comment on it, because it's so irrelevant. When the bottom line of everything comes down, it's going to be less than 5 minutes when whatever decision is made. So we're drawing all
this. Are you prepared to make that decision?
I'm prepared to do anything that God has me to do. And that's why my peace is within him. And that's why about this,
I got to give you 2 minutes here. We got to talk about Xbox, because I know that your people are here. You're here promoting some stuff. You got a heck of a commercial going on, too, on Sunday.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I've been tricked to do a couple of things, you know, before in my career. But that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing. I'm here doing a couple of good things, man. And, you know, tonight,
what are you doing?
Tonight, I'm actually involved in the Xbox 360 tournament. You know,
you a gamer? You play?
Yeah, absolutely.
You any good? You as good on the field as you are?
Look.
I mean, look, if I could beat you with Tiddlywinks, I'd say I beat Ray Lewis or something.
Listen to me very carefully.
Pinky wrestle right now.
Listen to me carefully. There's nothing in my house I don't do well, okay? So I do have an Xbox in there. I do have an Xbox 360 in there. And then the Madden Bowl tonight.
And House 52 in the Xbox.
He's rough.
Is he good enough?
And the way I make him play, he's rough. Yeah. I like playing with that 52. He's rough. But it's good time. Like, man, Madden Bowl, the EA Sports, they're great people to be working with and things like that. So it's going to be a great time tonight. And then the crazy part about it, technology took off so much. Now you can play anybody across the world now. You know, so now you're playing people in Japan. You know, Tokyo.
Somebody could say they beat Ray Lewis?
If they know it's me, I might change my screen name every other week. You know?
Well, we'll look forward to commercial on the weekend. And I think we speak for everybody at NST, everybody. We don't want you to go, brother. We hope it works out.
Appreciate you guys.
Man, we appreciate
I love my city, man. Just know that. I love my city.
My city. See, you call my city.
It will always be
if
my
city. If it's your city, you'll stay.
It will always
You didn't need to call Bisciotti. You need me to help you out.
It will always
you want me to
be
my I'll tell you right now, if we don't beat the salary cap, we just start a fund. Keep Ray and Baltimore fun. Hey, look, I walked out of the Orioles, man. I get you signed, bro.
Don't do it.
Hey, why don't do it?
Keep my city together. We got to keep my city together.
Well, I can work with you on that, too. You better stay.
For sure.
Yep. I don't want to see you in some yellow helmet.
I appreciate you guys.
Good seeing you.
Good stuff, right?
There he goes. Ray Lewis.